like to call to order the Madison County Board of Education regular meeting.
Ms. Robinson, here.
Mr. Thomas, here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Here.
Mr. Detwiler and I are also here.
Mr. Dunn, would you like to discuss that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Board Communications section. We'll go right into Board Work Session. Do we have anything?
I think next meeting or a future meeting, give a breakdown.
Speak into the microphone.
Sorry.
Please, and thank you.
In a future meeting, you can give us a breakdown on how we respond to bullying allegations, like, just so I have a better feel and make sure we're on top of that.
Okay, certainly, we can do that.
How the school responds?
Right.
Oh, okay. Any other Board Work Session? We'll do student recognition now.
Yes, thank you very much. We will have Ann Berger from the high school, our assistant principal, come up and present our student recognition for this month, so turn it over to Ann.
We have Aubrey Lilly with us, and she is being recognized for our congressional recognition by Steve Stiver, student of the month. And when I looked at backgrounds about Aubrey, she's excelled, has been the Distinguished Citizens of the Arts Award. She's an honor roll student, she's attendance. For 3 years, she's been in student council, drama club, science club. She's been secretary of student council and president of the art club. For her community service, she's helped sort supplies for mission trips and took trips to Honduras. And I think what really speaks volumes of her character is when we asked her what she valued and what she has strong feelings about. I just want to read directly what she wrote. She said, "I value happiness. It's very important to me that people around me are always smiling and are positive about themselves. I have strong feelings towards bullying. Bullying is never the answer to solve any problem, no matter what it is. I strive to be honest, respectful to everyone to prove that everyone, not everyone, is mean in the world." So I think that describes what we want all of our MP students to be. So congratulations. And we have a shirt for you and a keychain.
We have to come up. Don't go away. Everyone gets excited.
That concludes our student recognition for tonight.
Great job. Thank you. Okay. So we will move on to, I make a motion that we enter into executive session at 7:05 p.m. For the purpose of considering employment of a coach. Item is allowed under the following Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
And we have 10 minutes that we'll be on the clock.
10 minutes.
You want to stay in here?
We're live again.
13, new business.
One more time.
That'll be item 13.
Okay, that's good. Yep, yep, yep. Sorry. Okay, thank you. I apologize. It was not 10 minutes. Okay, let's move on to section D for approval of board minutes.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the November 21st, 2017 meeting be approved as written.
A second. Discussion?
This has to be listed as Mrs. Mason.
Oh. Yikes. Might need to fix that.
Not always the previous one.
Yeah, last month's been.
We will change Mark's suffix to Mr. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We'll move on to financial treasures report. Thank you.
Real quick, our spending plan, we're right on our estimate. So you can see we were a little bit ahead. We are right on our estimate at November. Again, the blue line's right there on the black line. So that's where we're at. The number we're keeping a real close eye on is January. That's our ending balance right now, projected to be $344,924 in the general fund. So we should start. It gets close. So you can imagine next year we follow the same bat wing. We're going to be below the line. That's where we project that fall off in 19. So that's real quick there on the spending plan. No real surprises. The next thing I have before you are the appropriations resolution. That's a separate approval. But I highlighted the areas that changed. Again, I told you last time that it would just be for the grants. There was one change when we did the MOU for the volunteer supplemental services. Since we're paying those through accounts payable now and not payroll, we had to put on a separate account code and appropriation amount for that. That $5,000 was just an amount just to get us started, just to get it on the books. It doesn't mean that anybody right now is getting paid $5,000 or anything like that, so I don't want that to be misinterpreted. What we did is a blanket purchase order for any volunteer supplemental services that we'll pay out throughout the year. So any of those recommendations that come through will be paid off of that purchase order. Ideally, and what will happen if we have that, it'll offset an amount we already have appropriated in payroll. So it's really not a new amount. It just had to get put on the books so we could process it. The other area that we received was our Columbus Foundation fiscal year 18 awards. These are teacher incentive grants. The teachers apply for different funded projects each year. So those came through here at the end of November. And I've got a summary of some of the areas that were approved, which is interesting. These are things that our teachers and staff are doing on a project basis. You can see there, Tammy Pitstick says a 7th and 8th grade language arts teacher who has established a very successful book club is seeking funding for more books for the students to choose from. The club has grown tremendously and more books are needed due to increase in interest and in numbers of children. $500 is awarded to continue and grow the book club. So that's just one award there. The accounts are set up with a restriction really for that use, so that teacher knows it's for her and for her funded project, his or her funded project. I just sent out the email letting everybody know that they had received their awards and what they're for. They requisition the amounts through the normal requisition process, and they're good to go. So a couple of the other projects there, I'll try not to read through them all, but you've got Mrs. Hostetler, Mrs. Perkins, our band director, $500 for music stands. Dr. Unger, student mediation supplies to reduce discipline for students, $500. High school science teachers were awarded $500 for a GLOBE program that they're involved in, so instructional tools for that.
And I think that number three is, not to interrupt you, Todd, yeah. That number three was a critical one that I know we all wanted to see some peer mediation going on at the high school, and that was a way to fund, you know, there's incentive for kids to participate in that program. So it was a good idea on Dr. Unger's part to try to reach out and get some funds for that so we don't have to pay for it. So.
Number five, Mr. Kern, John Kern, $500 to learn how to code drones. So write programming code for drones. So that's kind of interesting. He's our technology teacher, of course. And then we have Morgan Fagnani. She received $500 to purchase a laptop for the newspaper club. And then Heidi Fletcher received $380 to purchase equipment from Cricut Explore Air to create a portable marker space. It's an area where students are encouraged to create, collaborate, and share ideas and technology. So just some neat projects, and you know, kudos to these staff members because they actually apply for those projects. And when budgets are tight, this is additional funding to do things above and beyond. So I think it's great. I love being able to send out those award notices and letting them know that their projects that they have a passion for have been funded. So just thought it was a neat thing I could present to you here tonight because it is part of the amended appropriations also. So with that, that concludes my report, unless you have any questions.
Just going to say, like I was talking with you earlier, the check register, looking through that, if we could potentially get one that shows what accounts those are coming out of, just so when we look at it, so I have a better understanding, like, why is there $2,800 going to Flyers Pizza or whatever, you know,
okay.
Good explanations for the athletic department, and that money came from the athletic department.
But, pretty happy to, yeah, explore
right,
some ideas for you.
That current form is just no idea where that's going.
Right. I'll look and see what else is available, and we'll probably maintain the current report and add an additional report then with a breakdown. That way we're seeing the same report from month to month, and you'll know that the newer report is actually a different breakdown. We'll see if we can do that for you.
Anything else?
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the Treasurer the November 2017 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of Treasurer the amended appropriations be accepted as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to speak loud because I think my mic died on me, so I'll try to. That's okay.
Well, mine did too, so.
I'll ask. If you can pull up the first the DLT item. I'm not going to give an in-depth report on the district leadership team and the curriculum council and its functions. I just wanted to kind of highlight, and then I'm going to ask Mrs. Grigsby next month to kind of go more in depth in what we actually do on this council. This year we made the decision to combine up the district leadership team and the curriculum council. If you recall, last year we created curriculum council and it stood alone. But what we found out, there was a lot of overlapping goals for each team. District leadership team, of course, is the top of the circle in regards to the whirlwind dynamic of the Ohio improvement process. You got DLT, BLT, TBTs, a lot of acronyms of different teams that are working hard to carry out our mission and our goals. Two of those goals, we'll talk more about those tomorrow night, but of course, our academic improvement goals were to, for our students to gain 1 year's growth in math and English language arts. We talked at length about that as well as other topics at this meeting, and we've been working so hard and focused on so much of the detail, we didn't take time to realize that we'd accomplished those first two goals. In the notes, if you scroll down a little bit there, Todd, underneath state testing, Karen put a little note a little bit farther down that simply says, we had a discussion held on positive gains and areas of improvement. Much of the discussion centered on fourth grade, prepare for success, graduation rate, and third grade reading guarantee. Of important note, great success and value added moved from an F to an A for all students. So we set two goals to be accomplished by the end of the 16-17 school year, and that was for all students to gain 1 year's growth. We went from an F to an A, so we were very excited about that. And what it does, it lays the groundwork for us now to start talking about achievement, not just growth, but achievement. Our focus has been our students getting their growth for the 6 years I've been here, because we knew if we get growth, we'll eventually get higher achievement. Now that we're at least have that foundation laid, we feel very comfortable. We get to move on and start talking about how do we improve student achievement on these tests, not just passing, but passing at higher levels. So that was an exciting moment for me. I know some of the folks on that committee are here as well, and they've been working on improvement process in Madison Plains for a long time, all the way back to Race to the Top. So we can't forget that. The kudos and accolades lie with our staff that have had to do the hard work. We're simply meeting and saying, hey, here's our goal, and giving you the support to reach that goal, but they're doing the work, and they've done it. We can't forget that as we move through these processes to celebrate that. The celebration truly will come in January and February when we meet again and start talking about those next steps for achievement. That's when you get to realize, wow, we have met a major milestone. It's time to move on to the next one, but we certainly have to celebrate that. It lays the foundation. If you don't have growth, there's no point in talking about achievement, but we have it now. So we're going to keep that going and build on top of it. So this committee, it's a strong committee. We have our department heads. We have folks from the community. Of course, Tula serves on that committee on your behalf. And we really dive deep into what's happening in the buildings. Principals report out. There's expectations that I'm reporting out, Karen's reporting out. Mrs. Grigsby, Kim's back there. She gets to report out. And we get grilled with questions. We try to get the staff more involved. They like to listen to us talk a lot. We try to shut up, but it ends up being a very good meeting. Tula, I don't know if you wanted to add anything or not, but if you don't, that's fine.
It was a very good meeting. I did like that there are more teachers that are participating this year around. I think that's very beneficial right. to that whole committee, getting that feedback. It was a very good meeting.
They've got to see that there's a result coming from all their hard work. And we will celebrate that, and we will push that out publicly as well. Anytime you've achieved some milestones like that, we need to make sure that our community knows that.
For sure.
This is the kind of thing that I'm excited about the report card and that piece of it, but I'm more excited the fact that we set two big goals and we met them. So that's really critical. But I wanted to just bring you up to speed that we do have our DLT and Curriculum Council is functioning at a high level now. We got a lot of work to do, but the monitoring is in place to make sure that the things that we should be doing, like the TBT meetings and those processes, are happening. That monitoring happens at this meeting. We pull it right up on the screen and see who's doing what they need to do and who's not and why. So there is a high level of accountability with the DLT team. So, okay, I wanted to share that with you. And that's it for tonight. You'll get to hear myself and Mr. Mustang talk quite a bit tomorrow night, so I'll cut it off there.
Thank you. We'll move on to unfinished business. There's no unfinished business this evening. New business.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Superintendent, the Board award the following supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2017-2018 school year.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Mesa?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Superintendent, the Board employee Patrice Zafahi,
yes,
on a 111-day contract as an aide, Step 15, effective December 4th, 2017, pending receipt of verification of experience.
Second.
Discussion.
Her assignment will be one of our most challenging in the district. She'll be working in our ED classroom in this building. So we're lucky to get somebody with that level of experience.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board employ Ariel Longcoy on a 104-day contract as a bus driver, step zero, effective December 4th, 2017.
Second.
Discussion?
This is, again, our pipeline of newly trained bus drivers. We try to keep that full at all times. We recently had another driver that has indicated that she's not going to come back. So we have to keep somebody in the pipeline at all times because we never know day to day what could happen with our drivers. So Mr. Penny and Bob are doing a great job of keeping that pipeline full of new candidates.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Dawes?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Trenton Hughes to be added to the substitute custodian list effective December 13th, 2017.
Second.
Discussion?
How many substitute custodians do we have?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Joe?
Would you have them know?
We currently have one that's outside, and then we have a few bus drivers, classified employees that will come in and pick up spots. But we're always looking for sub custodians.
Thank you. Discussion? Anyone? No? Call roll, please.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Alicia McCaffrey as art club advisor for the 2017-2018 school year due to conflict of other meetings.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Dawes?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation due to retirement of Julie Rapp, teacher, effective May 29, 2018. Mrs. Rapp has served the Madison Plains District for 29 years.
Second.
Discussion?
My oldest had Ms. Rapp, and my youngest currently, or my middle one currently has her, and they both love her. She's going to be missed.
What grade is?
First grade.
First grade.
She's been a mainstay in our district. And one thing I can always count on with Julie is her candor. She'll be honest. And to be honest, when you go through our improvement process and things like that, you need that.
Right.
And her wealth of knowledge and experience has been a bounty for us for a lot of years. So she will be missed.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr.
Mason?
Yes. Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mr. Dawes?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation of Lori Picklesimer, bus driver, effective November 28, 2017. Mrs. Picklesimer has served Madison Plains District for 2 years.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dawes?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board authorize travel to Philadelphia and New York City to broaden knowledge of the Enlightenment, the Revolution, immigration, urbanization, and industry for Civics English 2 students in grade 10. All travel expenses will be paid through the student payments and fundraising. The trip will take place April 18th to the 21st, 2018. There are no financial obligations to the board.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Dawes?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board authorize travel to Springfield Clark Career Technology Center for business professionals of American students in grades 9 through 12 to attend a regional competition. There are no student costs associated with this trip. Your trip will take place January 10th, 2018. There are no financial obligations to the board.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the joint agreement appointing the Business Advisory Council of the Educational Service Center to serve as the Business Advisory Council for the school district as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Just to clarify, recent legislation requires that school districts have a Business Advisory Council. We've had a board policy that says we should have one. We've utilized somewhat of our impact as that over the past. Now with legislation saying you must have one, the SC stepped up and said that they would have a Madison County Business Advisory Council that David Kell from the Chamber of Commerce will facilitate. And so we immediately step into a very broad and encompassing, wide encompassing Business Advisory Council right away. So pretty excited about that. We start in January, I think it's going to benefit us quite a bit, to be quite honest. So
will they like come to the impact meetings? Or is that, that's not the role they?
No, it's a county Business Advisory Council. So the superintendents and whomever they want to take with them comes to the meeting. The businesses will be there. They'll have an agenda with common issues that we need to talk about in the county.
Right.
And so it's going to be a very powerful group, I think.
Awesome.
So, good step.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the parent student handbook changes as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
And those are all listed with that.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as presented.
Second. Discussion.
You talked about the amount earlier on the bidding requirements, and I'm comfortable with that, but is that something that, as part of the performance audit, do you think they'll give us some guidelines as far as, are we doing things right as far as how we approve? Basically, I want to make sure that we're doing things right as far as how we approve financial expenditures or whatever.
Or our normal financial audit, and Todd can speak to it as well, they review for compliance to make sure that our purchasing procedures are in compliance with Ohio law, our board policy, and that type of thing. They make sure that performance is going to be looking more towards efficiencies on your operations and how you're spending your money, not the approval process itself.
They will look at procurement and whether or not looked at all options, I guess, when sourcing various things. So that could or could not include bidding. Typically, when you buy off the state purchasing list, that avoids bidding. But it's because you're already receiving the state bid contract pricing. So a lot of times they want to make sure you're at least looking at that state bid contract pricing when you're sourcing a lot of your materials. But sometimes there are occasions we can get things cheaper than what the state contract is.
Is that what you're speaking to, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now, Tim, before I make this next motion, is this for an assistant?
Yes.
Okay, so it's an assistant varsity basketball coach.
Correct.
Okay. Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent, the board employ Travis O'Connor as varsity assistant boys basketball coach for the 2017-2018 school year.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Botts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
No.
Motion carries 4-1.
We have donations.
Yes.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following donations: $100 from his Mr. and Mrs. Higgins' family to the high school FFA, then $89.52 from Ohio Pile Prints to the principal's account.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, and I know we have a meeting tomorrow night, but we would like to thank my official token of our gratitude, Mr. Dodds. Thank you. We want to thank you.
You got to take a picture.
Yeah, let me get a picture.
Oh, a picture.
Whoever wants to be in.
Oh, we can all get in.
Yeah, we can all get in.
Squeeze them
official, off. Right?
The official.
Slide up. There you go. Adjourn at 7:50 p.m. Our next meeting is a special meeting to be held here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And our next regular meeting will be held January 9th at 7 p.m.
Will that be our organizational meeting?
It is.
Organizational meeting, and we will.
And we conduct our regular business as well.
Yes, our regular business, and we will have our new meeting with us. Second.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.